Hi, guys. It's just a great honor to be here with you guys. Thanks, K-Rock. My question is, why did you choose Psalms 40 when you recorded the psalm, or the song 40? Did that have some?
It's a religious question. I'll take that.
Did it have some special meaning to you?
The Psalms are to me like the first blues. You know, you have this character David in the Bible. He's like really whacked. And, you know, he's really mental, really off his nut a lot of the time. You know, dance naked in front of his troops. You know, got his, you know, girlfriend's boyfriend killed off. I mean, the Bible is full of some really funky, seriously dangerous people. And yet, you know, he wrote his one secret was he was really honest with God. So a lot of the Psalms are him kind of shouting, howling at God, "Where are you when I need you? You know, my enemies are all around me. You call yourself God," all things like that. And it's felt to me like the first blues. I've always seen that thing as the blues. The Psalms are the blues. And but that's not at all why we used it on the album. It's just,
just a good story.
Ran out of lyrics.
Speaking of religion, you met the Pope last year, right? Did you guys exchange artifacts? Is that story true?
Yes.
What was that? Tell me about meeting the Pope.
Well, if you're Irish, you got to play that one really careful because,
sure,
you know, you could get it in the neck. you know, just walking down.
So you have to say that you met the Pope, but you didn't enjoy it that much, just to make both sides happy.
I didn't inhale.
Is it true he has your sunglasses?
Yeah. I gave him. I noticed him staring at me from across the room, and I thought, gee, I'm special. But then I realized it was actually the goggles, and that maybe many people weren't in the room with him with goggles.
I'm sure. That's
but my true. Eyes, I have to sometimes wear them things. You know, I'm a rock star. And so God took off the, I think it was just holding them in my hand, and he was still staring at them when I went up to meet him. And I said, you know, as well as being, you know, a holy man, I know you're, you know, quite a showman. Maybe you can use these. And he put them on, which was really a thing. And I just thought, this is great for Jubilee 2000. We're going to be on the front pages of every newspaper we have. This is seriously rock and roll moment for the pontiff. And
he doesn't get many of those.
Well, they didn't let the photographs go out, but he gave me these, so...
Those are from the Pope.
Yes, I got the rosary. He gave me this rosary thing. I'm only half Catholic. Mm-hmm. That's a long story. You don't want that one.
I gotcha. Well, that's a nice souvenir to walk away with.
Not bad. No, Quincy not bad Jones was taken by his footwear.
Really?
Serious oxblood loafers, handmade. Guy, the funky pontiff. I'm telling you.
The funky pontiff.
That sounds like a YouTube B-side for the future, the funky pontiff. Yes, Ralph, who's next?
John Sanchez.
Matt Sanchez.
Oh, sorry, Frank.
Frank?
John?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Frank.
I have a question. Where do you guys see yourselves in 10 years from now?
10 years from now?
Ooh.
Wow.
Whoa, that's a... I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that we'll still be working together in music, but you never know. You know, with the band, it takes absolute complete commitment, every ounce of our energy and time and effort to make this thing work. So, you know... I hope we'll still have the energy and the passion in 10 years' time, but you never know.
Sheep farming. Sheep farming, sure, of course, yeah.
Sheep farming, right. That's, you can always fall back on that.
What is the... yes, Adam.
Driving the truck,
all right.
When's Million Dollar Hotel finally coming out in the United States? It seems like we've been hearing about that one for forever.
Well, we had... we had a 600-pound gorilla... who was supposed to be our bodyguard on the project, Mel Gibson, but now he's sitting on our head, and
that's good or bad?
It's bad.
Bad.
And we can't get the movie out. We're having real difficulty. I think Mel doesn't like his performance in the film. I think it's extraordinary. He's a great actor, mm-hmm. And he doesn't get to win in the end, you know, and it's not one of those normal, you know, justifiable homicide type movies.
So after Braveheart, there's no living with him, is what you're saying, right?
And it's just, we're just trying to, you know, trying to get it out. I hope it will be out in the spring, and there's a new edit for the U.S., and I think it's pretty special.
You worked on that for a long time, on and off. I know it was a story that had appealed to you for a number of years.
Yeah, started in Los Angeles here, right. When we were downtown the end on doing Rattlin' Home, and there's a hotel down there called the Roslyn Million Dollar Hotel, and it's kind of an interesting cross section of America, and it started off as a play and ended up as a movie that now none of you can see.
I've tried. Is that progress? Is what we? You had some terrific numbers on the soundtrack album too.
That's a little secret, kind of best kept secret. That soundtrack, and it's a lot of love went into it. Daniel Lanois, who produced the new record with us, gave a lot of himself on that soundtrack, and he's one of the greatest gifts to the Los Angeles music scene, so check them out.
While you're talking about collaborations, I wanted to mention how much a lot of us enjoyed the Passengers project. And
you're the two.
Yes. your Miss Sarajevo is one of the most beautiful songs I think you guys have ever been a part of. And when working with the great Pavarotti, must have been a huge thrill. Are there people that you kind of have a list in your head that you'd like to perform with?
Our thing was just trying to get rock music out of the ghetto. It was just like, you know, we're not going to just play by the rules here. Let's hang with Frank Sinatra if we want. Let's go off, let's find Willie Nelson. This is what, you know, let's find, you know, just mix it up. Let's work with a DJ. Let's work with, you know, some dance remixes. It's just, there's no rules. And that's the one thing that's kept you two going. If you want to answer that question that was asked, I think it's that we keep managing to stay out of our depth. And I recommend it.
All right, we got time for a couple more questions before the band plays one more for us here this morning. Ralph, who's next?
This is Mindy. She wants to know about the guy's other line of work.
Okay.
Hey, boys. I've been to the Kitchen nightclub in Dublin, and I was just wondering if you've ever thought of opening one anywhere in the States.
Well,
it's the quickest way to lose money known to man is opening a restaurant.
It's a difficult call. I mean, we kind of got into that thing almost by accident.
No.
So having experience being in the business for a while, we realized that we have a lot more fun making music, and that's where we really want to put our time and energy. So I don't think we're going to get into doing nightclubs elsewhere. Not
okay.
Right now. Bono has something to add.
Yes, Bono.
Will you just say, hey, boys, once more?
I think it's Mindy's okay. Working for him. All right.
She's already gone.
Mindy's working towards the stage, I think.
one more, Ralph.
Colby has a question that I was going to ask, actually.
All right.
Well, I need a little bit of advice. I like to go to Irish pubs as well and get a black and tan or two, but I need to know the best Irish whiskey that goes along with those.
I think Paddy. Paddy is your best bet.
Oh, see, that guy knew
it. Right. There's the tip right there.
that's the best.
Fantastic. All That You Can't Leave Behind is the new CD. It comes out on Tuesday. Any significance to Halloween being the release date, or just worked out that way?
We hope no significance whatsoever.
No significance whatsoever. Fantastic. You guys are going to grace us with a final number before we go?
Yes, it is our least gothic work, All That You Leave Behind. And this is the opening track on the album. It's about somebody who kind of loses everything, you know, they lose their girlfriend, their television set, their, and they've never felt better. It's a beautiful day.
There you go.
One more time. And let's hear it for you, too, for coming and doing a breakfast with Kevin and Bean on K-Rock and doing something in such a small location as they get set to do their final number.
Can't thank the guys enough for making time available for us. By the way, you can see you two on the TV, I think, this Monday night. I think they're going to be on the Farm Club broadcast, if you want to watch that. It's Monday night, if you want to see them on the small screen. All right, one more number from you.